I'm Raleigh James. I'm filling in for G. Your radio will return to normalcy on Monday with her return. And in the meantime, you can join us at 312-981-7200. Now back to that bad news. Just when you think it couldn't get worse, then there's rats in the equation. Yes, rats starved by the pandemic, invading homes, possibly yours. So we have the owner of Crow Pest Control. That's crowpros.com, Robert Villamil. I'm sure I just skewered your name, Roger. So, Robert, so tell me.
No, that was well. Yeah, Robert Villamil. That was pretty good.
Okay. Oh, so you pronounce the L's. You don't want to make it an L-E-A, huh? Okay. American that you are. Okay. Well, very good. Excellent. And you're not only an American who knows his varmint, his creatures, his bedbugs, his rats. I read the news from the CDC that they say they're warning of unusual or aggressive rodent behavior. Now, other than the Geico commercials where you hear about the mad rodents, what exactly should we be looking out for in the way of the aggressive rodent?
Well, you want to be looking out for being vulnerable. That's real important at this time. So you want to make sure you're taking proper precautions to keep the rodents as far away from your property as possible. So, you know, they are pretty aggressive. So what I like to do is give customers tips to help keep them away. Yeah.
Well, this is assuming that they're aware they've got a rodent on the property. So obviously by the time it's nesting in your bathroom, you've got a bigger problem. But how do you know, other than just happening to eyeball one, are there any telltale signs we should be looking for?
There are. Some of the first signs you're going to notice if there's a rat nearby is that you're going to notice some of their droppings, which, their feces. So when you walk into a garage, you may notice in the corner of a garage, you take a look and you'll see about an eighth of an inch to a quarter inch rat droppings, black, shiny, in the corner. There'll be about 10 to 15. That's one thing to notice. You'll notice a smell, usually the powerful potency of urine. Rats urinate when they run. You're going to have a urine smell. If you don't have any pets, you're like, what's that strange odor? So these are a few things to look for, grub marks, gnaw marks on some of your doors and some of the products that you may have in your garage or in your yard. So,
how prevalent is this really?
Well, right now it's pretty serious. I can tell because I get numerous calls a day about rats. People are calling me saying, hey, Robert, I've never had a rat before. All of a sudden, I'm noticing rats in my yard, in my garden. We're very clean. We pick up after our dog. We make sure that we're taking care of our landscaping. And we still seem to be having rodents. They're very aggressive. They're brazen. They're coming out during the middle of the day when I'm outside in the yard with my pets or with my children. And, it's pretty scary. And understandably so. We got to remember that during the whole pandemic, restaurants are operating at a lot less. So, their dumpsters that used to overflow where the rats would normally get their food from, it's no longer a food source. So what's happening is that these rats are moving into the residential areas. They're finding their way in through a small gap underneath an overhead garage door. They're finding their way, into the crawl space or into storage areas underneath people's, decks. So we have to realize that it's very important. It's serious. So we have to take this matter seriously.
And they're large. They're not like mice. They're not like little lab mice. These animals can be the size of a football.
Rats can be about 9 to 10 inches from the tip of the tail to the tip of the nose. So they're pretty big and pretty scary looking.
The only thing I can tell you firsthand is if you do happen to trap one and it dies, I know the smell is god-awful, but if you wait a month, it really does go away. Now, with that in mind, learn that firsthand. With that in mind, it's bad enough that we're thinking about some poor guy in his house, or even worse yet, in his apartment and his landlord's ignoring his pleas, but all that pales by all these closed restaurants for 3 months. So I would assume that Crow Pest Control, especially as people are thinking about opening up, the rats probably have just decimated some of these restaurants.
I'm sure. And it's important that before they begin to open up, that they take the proper precautions. Before they open up the restaurant, have a professional company come in, Crow Pest Control, or, you know, whatever pest control company they have, to do a really thorough inspection of the restaurant. Right? We want to be safe on top of everything that we've been going through. You know, especially here in Chicago, we want to make sure that, you know, the restaurants are safe for people to come in and eat. And so it's very important that they could be in there right now and just causing mayhem, a lot of mischief.
Safe is an interesting word because, of course, you want to be safe from the vermin and the varmints, no doubt about that. But on the other hand, a lot of people hesitate calling any type of pest control because they say, I don't want those toxic chemicals. Are there ways to deal with this without toxicity?
There are some preventative measures that I always, you know, relate to my customers are, one, keep the grass cut, trimmed very low. Bushes, if you have them in your yard, try to keep them cut very low because rats like to burrow. So you want to be able to see the rodents. You want to be able to catch them ahead of time before they get a chance to multiply. Power wash your garbage cans maybe once or twice a month in the summer months to kind of make that garbage smell minimal so we're not drawing the rats near. We don't want to overcomplicate things. We're actually looking for food, water, and shelter. If you have a bird bath, you want to make sure that you're keeping an eye on that. Rats love water. Bird seed. If you're feeding the birds, what happens is the seed falls to the ground. The rats will come and they'll eat that. Right? They'll be attracted to it, so it's easy. It's an easy food source for them. If you have compost, you know, a lot of people do compost. You want to make sure you're turning the compost often, spraying it down with water to kind of keep that smell minimal. A few other things you can do if you plan on having a garden, you may want to implement other you know, plants. And with let's say you're growing cucumbers, maybe you can introduce some peppermint or some lavender, a few other plants in the garden to kind of help subside the rodent activity. If they come in and they, you know, get a hold of one of the plants that they don't, that they're not really fond of, then they may just, you know, keep moving to somewhere else.
You know, that's interesting. Peppermint, lavender. See, I would have thought garlic, but maybe they love garlic. I don't know.
No, garlic too. Garlic is important. Fence line. They, you know, there's a few natural remedies you can use in your home. You can have a mixture of some garlic oil, some peppermint oil, and spray it around your fence line, maybe along the tires of your dumpsters, along your garage, you know, the perimeter of your garage. This will help deter the rats a little bit. Obviously, you have to do it often because that doesn't last very long, maybe a couple weeks, you know, especially with heavy rain, maybe even less. But these are just a few things people can do to help minimize that rat activity in the yard before it's too late. Yeah.
Now, here in where I'm sitting in Arizona, we have a bigger problem with rats because of the potential of hantavirus. But in Chicago, I know you don't have that, but do rats pose, you know, obviously other than if they bite you, but do they pose a danger to you or your pets?
Well, rats, they have known to become aggressive. I did a report maybe about 6 months ago where, you know, a young lady was in her yard and she had a pit bull, which is a bigger dog breed. The rat physically came and bit the pit bull on his nose.
Oh, no.
And she had to take him to the vet, and she paid, you know, hundreds of dollars to get the dog taken care of. Rats typically don't attack. They're anti-predator. Usually, they're more afraid of us than we are of them. But if you have a rat cornered, you know, they're going to defend themselves. A pregnant rat, she may defend herself, an alpha male rat. They tend to run away from danger. But if they are cornered, then they can attack.
You mentioned the bird bath, which, of course, goes dovetails well into the water feature. And to me, anytime I see a water feature, I just say, oh, you're raising mosquitoes. In terms of here comes summer, how do you, other than getting rid of the water features, eliminate or at least reduce the mosquito onslaught?
Well, with mosquitoes, you got to remember that it's stagnant water. It's water that's been sitting there for some time that the mosquitoes will come and they'll start to kind of breed in there. So you want to any plumbing issues you have on the outside of your home, any problems with mulch, you can have a professional company come out and do a liquid residual treatment to the area. Will help subside the mosquitoes, you know, drastically. But try to look for those water sources. Obviously, yeah. if you have stagnant water, if you have potted plants in the yard that are just collecting water, flip those over. Don't let them collect anything. If you have like a wagon, you know, children's wagons that they used to pull kids, sometimes those are outside and they're collecting water. So all these, an old swimming pool that's underneath the porch that's collecting water, all these water sources should be flipped over. Try to keep water minimal. Not only the mosquitoes, but rats need about an ounce to an ounce and a half of water a day. And they'd rather have a clean source of water than drinking water out of the alley. So if you can minimize the water, do your best to maintain it, and you know that should help a lot with the mosquitoes and with the rats.
Now, some areas you hear that there are laws against disposing of the rats on your own. I'm assuming in downtown Chicago you can't shoot them, but is it illegal to kill the rats by an individual rather than a trained? So you're safe there because you know some states you can't even do that, and I guess they have the rat support groups or what have you, but. So you've decided you're going to do away with your rat, and you're obviously, like I say, shooting it's just not going to work. So how do you do this? Can you trap them easily, or are they really attracted to cheese? Is it true?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they love food, so I guess, you know, whatever's available. Obviously, rats will have their preference. Trapping works really well. The old-fashioned wooden rat trap, in all honesty, you can't build a better rat trap. That works wonders. It's just the way you install them, the amount of traps that you use, and where you apply them. Obviously, you know, you have to take into consideration children and pets. But, you know, that's a clean way to get rid of rodents. It's quick. They don't suffer very much. And you physically have them in that trap so you can, you know, physically remove them, throw them in the garbage. It's a better option than using, you know, maybe poison or sticky pads, which the rats tend to suffer. A sticky pad may get dusty and not be as effective after it's been exposed to the elements for a couple of days. The rat can just pull himself off of that. So the best way to get rid of them is honestly using traps. It's better to hire a professional. But some people, you know, are big do-it-yourself fans, so they may go to the hardware store and buy some traps. And I've had a few customers, and I can appreciate them trying to take that situation into their own hands, but sometimes it may be overwhelming, and they decide to call a professional because we have obviously more tools. We have a bigger arsenal of things to use to help get rid of the rats. So, but trapping works well. Rodenticide, if you're going to use something like that, that has to be applied, I would say, directly inside the burrow. We want to be careful with kick out. That means the rat would kick poison back out of the burrow. And now it's accessible to kids or to children. So there's certain precautions. You know, safety is very important. So we have to know exactly what we're doing. We just can't have anybody sticking their hands down in rodent burrows. But, yeah, these are just a few ways to help get rid of the rats. Trapping, a smoke application works really well. Sometimes, you know, you can find a burrow, and if it's easily accessible, you can apply a smoke application and kind of suffocate them on the inside if you have to, or, you know, force them out. You may have to repeat that process 3 or 4 times before you completely get rid of the rats, but it's effective. It's an effective method, along with, you know, the cooperation of the customer as far as sanitation. So we can really do some good when it comes to help getting rid of the rats. Yeah.
When we think about a lot of these irritants, such as the termite or the mosquito, obviously they travel in packs. You never see one of them. It's like Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes and 10 million mosquitoes. But rats, I hope you're going to tell me they're solitary creatures, or do rats travel in large packs?
Both.
Oh.
Rats, they do have, a litter would be anywhere between 6 to 12, give or take. And you do have some solitary rats. You know, you have, you know, there's a hierarchy, right? There's alpha males and beta males and pregnant females, and rats are very territorial. so what happens is if a bigger and larger rat is in an area, he tends to defend that area and keep other rats away from, let's say, a particular food source, and that will cause other rats to investigate or seek shelter and food in other areas. And a typical territory of a rat is between 150 to 200 feet. So it's a little bit of both. And sometimes they can run. I've been to a residence where I've caught up to 30 rats in one location.
30.
So it varies, honestly.
Yeah.
So it's a little tough to, you know, put your finger on it, but you have to do some monitoring. And once you start to trap rats, you can actually tell by the size of the rat, hey, this is a baby, so we know there has to be more in this area. Or if you catch a large rat, you do a couple follow-up visits and no longer have an issue. So I've experienced, you know, both.
So let's say I notice that I have a couple dozen rats. Now, I'm not going to be able to do this on my own. I'm going to need to call Crow Pest Control or someone. So I ring you up on the phone, and the first thing I say is, I have multiple chemical sensitivities. Can you still get rid of the rats?
So you want to be careful. When someone is diagnosed with, you know, chemical sensitivity, you can still get rid of them. You're not really applying any spray or any type of powder that can harm someone. So you can still get rid of them. There's other options, right? So if someone is sensitive to chemicals, we can say, hey, we'll strictly stay away from certain chemicals. We'll do our best to get rid of them with, you know, sanitation, removing clutter, with using traps. Obviously, you may have to visit multiple times, but it can be done.
It'll be worth it. And we haven't even gotten to the spiders, most of which are harmless, and then there's a couple like the brown recluse. Well, I shudder talking. Bed bugs, roaches, all this I know is handled by Crow Pest Control. So I would assume that this might be, depending upon the extent of your problem, one that don't try this alone at home. Call crowpros.com. And Robert, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.